Chapter 26. The Mayor Gives In. The mayor chairs a meeting at the Alton Town Hall. Celia Ann sits beside Lovejoy, whispering to him. Spear watches, writhing with envy. The hunt for the escaped slaves is powered by brute force. The slave owners are circling and homing in on 5 slaves from the group of 9 that escaped. But Sharna, William, Melda, and Frank are still missing. Lyndon is furious that he hasn't yet caught them, his 4 best slaves. The mayor leads off. Slaveholders think Alton is conspiring to enable slaves to escape. John Stilwell adds, Alton business owners are victims of a conspiracy to make Alton a center of abolition debate. This is unfair to Alton. The mayor points out the risk of repercussions. If Southern traders boycott Alton, we'll all suffer. The mayor reports, Southern cities are holding anti-abolition meetings. They're passing resolutions to trade directly with Europe. Spear. And bypass Alton? The mayor nods and points an admonishing finger at Lovejoy. You have a duty, Mr. Lovejoy, not to offend slave owners. Alton's prosperity depends on these traders. As editor of the Alton Observer, what you write can make or break Alton as a commercial center. Lovejoy, concerned, stands to speak. Lovejoy says, I agree, but we can't allow slave owners to chase their slaves into Alton. That's illegal. Lovejoy looks around the room for confirmation. No one will meet his gaze. There's total silence. Tension fills the air. Lovejoy tries again. Illinois is a free state, so Missouri's slave laws don't apply here. He looks around the room for affirmation. Everyone is stone-faced. Lovejoy, baffled, asks again, Don't you all agree? Silence. Finally, Spear mounts a frontal attack, addressing Lovejoy directly. What do you want to do? Fight those angry slave owners? Edwards bites his lip. While Alton townsmen debate, angry slave owners hotly pursue their escaped slaves. They encircle and capture all 5 of the other escaped slaves, who will be punished to frighten all slaves from ever trying to escape again. Only Melda, Frank, Sharna, and William remain free. Loopy Dixon and another white man suspected of collusion are in tow, shackled with the 5 captured slaves, hands tied behind their backs. Dixon laments, I was trying to turn them slaves in. It's not my fault they weren't at Drake's. Back at the Alton Town Hall, the mayor asks, Were those slaves heading for Alton? Silent nods. Spear notes, They may already be here. Lyndon wants Alton citizens to help catch them. If we don't help, Alton will be a refuge for every damn slave that runs away. Lovejoy, Well, are we just going to sit here and let these slave owners run over us? No reply. People get up one by one in silence and leave. Lovejoy and Celia Ann are left alone. Celia Ann puts her hands on his shoulders. Finally, they too rise and leave.